Hi guys, welcome back to Color and Emotion. It's been a while. It's been a couple weeks. I am no longer in North Carolina. And that was all very successful. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I actually had in mind to share a podcast about like how to survive a shipwreck or another life transition. And I was going to talk about some of the practical aspects just for people who maybe haven't lived through some of the things that I've lived through or don't necessarily come from families that did things and traveled and had change. But then I didn't really want to. So if anybody has like specific questions or something, I am more than happy to address it. It was just things like do yourself a favor and buy paper plates and plastic utensils. Like, and I was thinking a similar thing. If you know somebody who's living through grief, then that's a practical thing that you can do for them, is just get them paper plates and plastic utensils so that they don't have to wash dishes and they also don't have to coordinate with somebody to come help them clean, because sometimes that's hard for people too. So anyway, that's a free nugget of life wisdom gleaned from many transitions. But today I actually wanted to come and share thoughts about not being a hoarder of your art. What I mean by that is basically learning to lead with your best. And this is something that I kind of have recently realized is actually super fruitful for me personally. So I'm a songwriter, for those of you who don't know, and I do have a project that was released in 2020 of 5 songs that's on like Spotify and iTunes and all that. But I also have many, many, many more songs that I've written over the years and am planning to record and am still writing. And I feel myself kind of coming into a more prolific season of writing again. So sometimes I do go through cycles where I've noticed that like there are certain cycles along the year, but then also just seasons of life where I'm like constantly writing music and most of it's decent. But I didn't share a lot of it in the past for various reasons, but I started to again recently. So the thing that I was thinking was, sometimes it can be tempting to like share something that you feel safe sharing, and then in the back of your mind, you're kind of like, there's more where that came from if you'll go to the dance with me. But what I think is actually most and mutually helpful for a lot of artists would be to lead with your best. Like, what's the best song that you have right now? Put it out there, and one of a couple things will happen. Either it's not as good as you think, which it's better to know now, right, than later on that it's not as good as you think, or it is as good as you think, and what it will do is bring you into opportunity and relationship with people that you can work with and that can help you get where you want to be, and also just bless the people that your music is for. And it will also challenge and inspire you to be even better, or at least as good. Because I think sometimes, particularly on the writing side, because I do perform my music, but at heart, I'm a writer. And so I think sometimes when you're a writer, there's this constant accusation that tries to come on you, like, that you've already peaked, that you're never going to be able to write as good as you have in the past or something like that. Like, but there's always more to go. Like, there's always, you can always get better, I guess is really what I'm trying to say. But also, like, there's always going to be more stories to tell. As long as you're alive and living through things, like, you can get better at telling those stories. And you can at least be as good as you were. So, like, even if you don't get better, like if you plateau at a pretty stellar level, then you know that's okay too. So anyway, that's just an encouragement to like lead with the best. Don't like keep back what you think is your best stuff for like the perfect time or place or audience, because it's not really a thing, and it's just going to cause you to stunt your own personal growth and stagnate your art. So really, that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to come pop in and share that thought with you guys. I'm still in the process of getting better equipment for my podcast, but I did, however, finally pay for my podcast hosting. so that my pilot episodes and previous installments will not be deleted, and the future ones will have magic mastering, whatever that is. We're going to find out today as I upload this one. So I hope you guys are having a good week. Hope you enjoy the weekend, and I'll be back to chat to you soon. Bye.